Well, up in heaven there were two gates. Over one gate it said, "Stand here, all you men who were henpecked by your wife while you were on earth." And there were 5 million men in line. And then the other gate said, "Stand here, all of you who were not henpecked by your wife while you were on earth." And one little fellow named Riley was standing over there. So St. Peter goes over to him and says, "Riley, what are you doing standing here?" He says, "I don't know. My wife told me to stand here." Marriage and the blessing of children are one of the themes in today's gospel. Today is Respect Life Sunday. Let's say a Hail Mary today for greater respect for the sanctity of life. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, of course, is October 7th, the feast day of the Holy Rosary. It's also the Respect Life Sunday. So every year the Church asks us to talk about how we can respect the sanctity of life from the moment of conception until natural death. In fact, the whole month of October is the month of Respect Life, and it is the month of the Rosary. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the Rosary as such a powerful prayer. It is, in my opinion, the greatest pro-life prayer. Why is that? Well, first of all, because of the prayers, and secondly, because of the mysteries. When you think of the beautiful prayers of the Rosary, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, that prayer, the Hail Mary, shows us the blessing of life. The angel said, "Blessed are you among women." And then Elizabeth said, "And blessed is the fruit of your womb." So the fruit of the womb is a blessing. Every human life is a blessing. And so by praying that Hail Mary, it transforms our hearts and makes us thoroughly pro-life, because we know that the fruit of the womb is a blessing. It's a gift. It's something so sacred, so holy. And when St. Dominic was preaching the Rosary back in France, there were many Albigensians who denied the sanctity of life. It was a very much an anti-life heresy. But it was through the praying of the Rosary and the promotion of the Rosary that defeated this anti-life mentality. Because I think it reminds us of, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And then also because of the mysteries of the Rosary. When you pray the Rosary, you meditate upon Scripture, the life of Christ and our Blessed Mother. And I'd like to just mention three of those mysteries. First, the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel to our Blessed Mother. Mary said yes to God. She was open to life. She said, "Yes, let it be done unto me according to thy word." And when Mary said yes, she conceived the Son of God in her womb miraculously, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity became present within her womb. We call that the Annunciation, the Incarnation, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. 9 months later, we celebrate Christmas on December 25th, the birth of our Lord and Savior. Those 9 months that Jesus spent in the womb remind us of how sacred human life is, from the moment of conception until natural death. And so the Annunciation reminds us of this openness to life that the Blessed Mother had. We pray for all expectant mothers, all those who carry life within them, that they will cherish and protect and respect the sanctity of human life in the womb. Jesus says, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them. It is to them that belongs the kingdom of heaven." And so then we think of the Visitation. When the Blessed Mother went to visit her cousin St. Elizabeth, Jesus was only a few days old in Mary's womb. John the Baptist was 6 months old in Elizabeth's womb. And it says in the Scriptures that as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, Mary's greeting, John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother's womb. This unborn baby was the first one to recognize the presence of the Messiah. So again, showing us that life is so sacred, even especially from the womb. John the Baptist was filled with joy at 6 months. So this unborn babe recognized the presence of the Messiah when he heard Mary's voice, when Elizabeth heard Mary's voice. What a wonderful pro-life mystery that is. So when we meditate upon the Annunciation, upon the Visitation, it does transform our thinking to make us respect the sanctity of life. And then we think about the wedding feast of Cana, that in the luminous mystery, when Jesus went to the wedding feast, he elevated marriage from something good and natural to something holy and supernatural. Jesus elevated marriage to a sacrament. And this is represented by the transformation of the water into wine. Many of the fathers of the church say, when Jesus changed the water into wine, it shows that he took marriage, which was something very good, something natural, but he elevated it and transformed it into something holy and supernatural. And it's interesting at this wedding feast that the wine ran out. Some people say, well, how could that happen? Bishop Sheen discovered the answer. He said, it says in the Bible, the apostle showed up, the wine ran out. And so I think Jesus felt responsible that he then made a lot more for all the guests. And that really ties in with today's gospel. Jesus talks about marriage and the sanctity and the dignity of marriage, how God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man leaves his father and mother, is joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. So first we see God's view of marriage is between man and woman. The Bible, the church have always upheld that a true marriage is really only between a man and a woman, as according to the Bible, according to Jesus' teaching, and that the two shall become one. And the church has always talked about the goods of marriage, that marriage is a unity. Marriage is, has faithfulness. It has total commitment and an openness to children. These are the goods of marriage, where the two shall become one. And Jesus reaffirms this. And he says, what God has joined, man must not divide. And so we should, of course, pray the rosary for marriages, for the strengthening of families, for the respect for the sanctity of human life, especially the unborn children. There is no greater attack on innocent life today than abortion. Even in our own country, 3,500 unborn babies lose their lives every day legally through abortion. It's about the same number of people we lost on 9/11, on September 11th. We lost about that many of our fellow citizens that day. Well, every day in America is a 9/11 because of the attack on the innocent life through abortion. So we, of course, should pray the rosary every day for the end of abortion, for the conversion of hearts, for the sanctity of life. There's many other things we should be praying for as well, because life is under attack at every stage. You see advancing euthanasia and assisted suicide growing throughout the country. And if you look around the world, you see wars, you see genocide, the suicide rate is astronomical. These things are all violations of the respect for the sanctity of human life. So, of course, as we pray the rosary, we should be praying for these things, the end of terrorism, the end of war, the end of abortion. We should also pray for the end of domestic violence and pray for the healing of victims of abuse, whether it be in society or in the church. These are all things we can and should be praying for. I'm so glad that Father Barquette is encouraging people to sign up and pray a decade of the rosary every day for the church, for the healing, transformation, cleansing, and purification of the church, and for the healings of victims of abuse. What's going to save society? What's going to save the world and the church? It is prayer. And the rosary is pure prayer. Those beautiful prayers, the Our Fathers, the Hail Marys, the Glory Bees, and then meditating upon the life of Christ and our Blessed Mother will transform marriages, it'll transform families, transform lives, our parish, and society.